up in the Bridgeport area, there is an outfit called the Fish and Mission Foundation. We did something on them last year, too. And this is kind of be the wave of the future. Here's a group of guys that have been getting together for something like 35 years and going up there and fishing all in a million different places to fish up there. And there's a lot of good fishermen in this group. Well, they finally decided, you know, with the cutbacks in the Department of Fish and Game and a whole bunch of other things, they're going to take matters into their own hands. I mean, this is no different than what Kokanee Power does for the Kokanee and trout fishing. They form an organization so they can raise some money and create better fishing for everybody. So that's what they've done. Anyway, Carmen DeSico, he kind of is my go-to guy in this organization. They're having a big dinner, but it's more than just that. It is an important fundraiser for them. It's in Bridgeport on Labor Day weekend, the Saturday of Labor Day weekend. And if you're going to be in that area, I don't care if you're camping in a cabin somewhere, in a motorhome, it might be a fun thing to go do, because I'll tell you what, without these guys, the fishing wouldn't be that good in the area. But anyway, I talked to Carmen yesterday about it. Carmen, for the second year in a row, you're having a fundraiser, Fish and Mission Foundation, up in the Bridgeport area. Before we decide we should go to this and support your organization, tell us what you do.
Well, the Fish and Mission Foundation was formed in 2008. It was formed by a group of Fish and Mission buddies. This was our 38th annual Fish and Mission this last June.
And so you have a group of people that have been getting together for that long, and then you decided to give something back to the area that you love and you come up to every year.
Exactly, and we've been having internal fundraisers over the last few years, and this year, once again, we were able to give four $1,000 scholarships to high school seniors in the Bridgeport area, and we also have been very supportive of the Fish Enhancement Foundation, which is a group that is doing something really incredible, and they are raising trout to stockable size.
Up at Virginia Ranch Resort.
Yes.
I've been through there. That's a great little operation.
Absolutely.
Right on the creek. It's just beautiful.
Yes, and that it's just phenomenal work. They're producing about 20,000 stockable trout a year, and those are going into, I believe, five of the lakes and streams in the area.
Well, you know, I was up there this past week and talked to a couple people fishing, of all places, Virginia Creek, you know, sneaking through the brush there, and people say, well, are there any fish in there? These guys, of course, they didn't want anybody to know, but there's plenty of fish in there.
Sure.
So,
yeah.
and a lot of them, you know, it was a few wild fish, and a lot of them were plants, and that no doubt came from the hatchery there.
Yes.
So.
Yeah, and it's just been very good. Last year we had our first event, actually our first big fundraising event, as you know, last Labor Day, and we're going to do our second annual this year on September 3rd. And again, the proceeds will go to the Bridgeport Fish Enhancement.
Now, this is a big barbecue dinner up in Bridgeport this Saturday in the middle of the Labor Day weekend. So if you're going to be up in that area, whether you're at a cabin or you're at a campsite, it's just a great way to add to your trip. It's a barbecue. I think you have a cowboy comedian coming.
Yes, we do, Kip Attaway.
Yeah.
And last year we had the barbecue dinner supplied by Cowboy Flavor. Great barbecue.
People rave about that.
Yes. And this year we're really excited, because we're also, again, trying to make this just a really fun weekend. Our event on Saturday night, there's also the cowboy rodeo, the ranch rodeo up there. That goes during the day on Saturday and Sunday. And then to top it all off on the Monday, it's the first annual clean up the East Walker River event. So we're co-sponsoring that. And that starts at 8 o'clock.
Well, you do a lot of good things for that area, and I've just heard the dinner's fabulous. What's it cost?
The cost is $40 per person.
Okay.
And
where is it?
It's at the Bridgeport Barnes and Terrace. It's right in Bridgeport. And that venue is perfect, and it sold out last year, and we hope to sell out again this year. We also have a corporate sponsor this year in the name of MillerCoors Brewing Company.
Well, that's great that they support something like that.
It is, and we're excited about that, and we really hope that we can build on this and get additional corporate sponsors that are out there and hopefully in your radio reach out.
Oh, yeah.
Outreach.
Well, you know, I talked to a few people last year that this year that went to it last year, and they're going to it again this year. So that's the best statement at all. And as we said last year, to me, not only is that a lot of fun, and it adds to your weekend, your last big weekend of the year for a lot of people, with a good dinner and a worthwhile donation to your organization. But I'm telling you, when you get a chance to talk to your group about how to fish some of the waters around Bridgeport, that's information some even the shops don't have.
Well, that may be true, and we know a lot of little spots over the years that are our favorites. So,
and you'd be willing to divulge those to your new best friends that come for dinner, right?
Absolutely.
Carmen DeSico, Fish and Mission Foundation. So it's a good deal. You know, it'd be a fun deal, too. They have a website, and it's Fishin, and it's F-I-S-H-I-N, like Fishin-Mission-Foundation.org. Fishin-Mission-Foundation.org. If you're up in that area, try to make it. That is quite an organization, and because of them, you have better conditions in the whole Bridgeport area. Don't go away.